have your Bibles tonight, if you'd like to join me, we'll be in John chapter 13 for our readings as we prepare to come to the Lord's table. John 13, beginning in verse number 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During the supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper, laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said to him, what I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter. Peter said to him, never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, not all of you are clean. So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. And then we read in Luke chapter 22, after the Lord's Supper, there arose a dispute, Luke 22, 24, as to which of them was the greatest. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But it is not this way with you, but the one who is the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the servant. For who is greater, the one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have sent the Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Messiah, Son of God, the one of supreme authority, the one who is reigning all things under his feet except for death, which soon will be under his feet, ruler of all the nations, Lord of all of your people, Savior of the world. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice for us, and we come tonight before you. We ask that you would help us to serve one another. Help this church be a church of servants, not great ones. Forgive us when we have disputed after we have left this table. And forgive us when we have come to the table like traitor Judas. For your eyes, Lord, are pure and you look through us. You judge the motives of our heart and our mind. You see to the separation of our spirit and our mind and our will and our emotions. So tonight, convict us of our sin. Before we come to this table, we ask that we might judge ourselves so that we might not be judged and disciplined. Bring to our mind any of those things that still remain in our lives in words, in conduct, in attitude, that would block us from sitting at this table with you. We recognize your presence with us, Lord, and we call you Lord Jesus. The slaves are not greater than the master. You are the Lord. You are the master. And we are your slaves. So, Heavenly Father, tonight, we pray that as we prepare now to receive the table and these elements, we're reminded of the extreme sacrifice you have made that we cannot even understand. So reveal to us the depths of your servanthood. And as those who say we are followers of you, may we learn to serve like Jesus. We recognize your presence, Holy Spirit, to teach us in these times, to convict us of our sin, and to bring to our mind the things that we must know to be your people. And we thank you for this table, this special place, and the fellowship we have here in this place. With our heads bowed, as we're still in prayer, if the deacons will come, we'll prepare for the supper. Paul says, "For I've received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and he gave thanks." Let's give thanks at this time for the body of Jesus.
Father, may we humble ourselves that we come before you, recognizing that this bread represented your body. May our hearts be cleansed because of what you did for us. Father, we are so thankful for the burden that was carried to the cross with our burden, our sin. And Father, we're honored that you thought enough of us, that you loved us enough to sacrifice your son Jesus on the cross. May we do this in remembrance of him. Amen.
So Jesus said, after he prayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, at the end of the meal, he took the cup and he gave thanks. So let's give thanks at this time for the blood of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice that he made for each and every one of us. His blood represents our lives. He saved us in believing to have eternal life, and for that we're thankful. Be with us now the rest of this day. Amen.
So Jesus, after the supper, had taken the cup and gave thanks. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So let's stand together Let's join hands across the aisle. We'll share our blessing that we share each time we come to the Lord's Supper. And then we pray that you may have a wonderful week, and may the Lord bless you for all that He is doing in your lives and in the life of our church. Let's say these words together. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God bless you. Say a word to someone on your way out. Have a great week.